Today we're talking about the five weirdest habits of the INFJ that we usually keep secret. As INFJs, the habits we're going to talk about today will seem totally normal. It's in our nature. It's the things we love to do. But at the same time, it's not something that we openly communicate to others because people will look at us and not understand it. They would think we're weird. They would not know where we're coming from, why we're doing those things. But at the end of the day, it is us, and there's a reason why we do have those habits, why we indulge in them, and why we appreciate them so much. So let's talk about those five weirdest habits of the INFJ today and really look behind the facade and ask ourselves, is this something I should be hiding? Should I indulge in it even more? And how open do I want or have to be about those habits? Before we get started, I can announce that the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp round launches May 4th. So you can download the free poster on the five pillars to an INFJ Epic Life to see what the bootcamp is all about, and then join the waiting list in order to get access to the early bird prize and get notified once we go live. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. Habit number one, we as INFJs love to live through other people. So this is something that has everything to do with indulging and diving into other people's worlds. We as INFJs are very equipped at doing this because all our life we've either conditioned ourselves or we've been conditioned to be hypersensitive on what's going on in others. We understand when their emotions change. We understand when something in their mood changes. We understand this not only on a theoretical level, we feel it. And that is the reason why we're so good at this. We've done this in order to protect ourselves. We've done this in order to understand what's going on so we can cater to other people's needs. But the habit that was evoked through that is that we also get so much positive and negative emotions through diving into other people's world. So if you as an INFJ meet somebody new, for example, and they, you know, live life completely different than you, we very often want to attach ourselves to that person in order to see a new world, in order to understand a different way of living and a different way of seeing the world. So this is something that a lot of people cannot understand because they cannot experience it. They meet another person and they can theoretically see, okay, that person likes different kind of music, they might be very emotional, or they have this deep interest in those topics, but that's it. There is no emotional connection there. For us INFJs, it's like going into a movie. It's like being part of a movie. We experience everything that that person might be experiencing. Of course, it's through our filter. Of course, it's our interpretation of the story. But diving into other people's worlds and living through them in this way is something that can bring us a lot of joy and a lot of intensity. What we INFJs just have to understand is the fact that this is something we should do as a leisure activity. We're great at it, we can enjoy it, like, you know, you enjoy watching Netflix, but it's not what you should be doing all day long. The reason for this is that if you as an INFJ get attached to other people's worlds and you get stuck there, you make no improvement in your own life. And you might be asking yourself, okay, what's the problem in that? Isn't it all about experiencing life from a happy place and being content with our lives? It doesn't matter if I experience that through, you know, creating something on my own, or if I experience all of those emotions because I'm close to somebody else. It would work in theory, but it doesn't in reality. In reality, every single time you get attached to somebody else, you will make compromises that are not in your best interest. If this would work, I would be all for it. But all of us have experienced that there's always a downfall to this. We get overly attached. We get into these codependent relationships. And I'm not even talking about romantic relationships. This could be in friendships as well. And we don't dare to rock the boat because this might disrupt our flow of positive energy, intense energy, and so on. So keep in mind, this is something that we can do. It's a leisure activity. It's for fun. It's for entertainment. Similarly, like watching a Netflix movie. But what we want to do is, in long term, build a life that we are the basis of. So we anchor ourselves into our own reality and improve upon that. we start creating energy from what we create in our life and not just what we experience through other people. At first, I can tell you this, you won't feel a thing. It will feel like a waste of time. You feel everything when you think about somebody else, when you attach yourself to them. You feel absolutely nothing when you start doing this for yourself. But the reason for this is that we haven't practiced it. We haven't conditioned ourselves to enjoy this process. This is one of the things we learn in bootcamp, right? We are this great community of INFJs who continuously remind ourselves you are in charge of your life and you can create emotions that you would never have been able to experience while attaching yourself to other people. You can do this. Just take small, consistent actions in the areas that are important to you. Change your mindset about, like, this is my life and I appreciate my life and I will make it even better than what it already is. And you'll see the magic happen. That's why so many INFJs keep coming back to bootcamp, because there's always this notion of, oh, there's this community of INFJs who all want the same thing and we all want to create those positive emotions over and over again and feel like I'm home because I'm the one who's in charge of those emotions. The second habit we as INFJs love to dive into is analyzing others' motives. Again, where does this come from? Well, it comes from our ability and our need to control others' reactions. We needed to do this as children because that was the only way we could assure that we don't get abandoned, that we get appreciated, and that we are safe. It's not that we as INFJs have been in worse condition than others. Some of us have, some of us haven't. But the point is that the way our mind works, this was the easiest way to protect ourselves. We're already skilled at understanding others. We're already skilled at focusing on others. So of course, this was our go-to thing when it came to our own protection. And so therefore, we've become experts at this. And one of the things that we very often like to do, and I just don't mean us INFJs, just people in general, is to dive into things that we're already great in. Because then we can really test out how good we really are. And you'll see this with INFJs in situations and with people that won't have any effect on our life. So it might be analyzing interviews. It might be analyzing people's motives that, you know, you have nothing to do with. It's just people you meet randomly. It's something that we like to do because we're good at it. And it's an interesting game of, oh, what do they actually want to do? I'm sure that they are saying these things in order to get that reaction from the third person. And therefore, we can prove to ourselves, yes, it's true. Do we need to make those analyses? No. We're not in a fight or flight situation. We don't need to understand others' motives in order to protect ourselves. We can do that if we need to, but it goes so much further than this, right? We're doing this as a leisure activity. We're doing this as a habit. And it's one of the things that we really enjoy. And so again, it's not something we have to stop at all. Just be aware of that this is something that we do for fun. This is not the thing that is going to get us to the life we want. Very often, we're overly focused on analyzing others' motives because we hope to get further ahead in life because of that. And I'm not even talking about something like career-wise or popularity-wise or whatever it is. I'm just talking about getting further ahead in life in a way of, oh, I'm getting happier, I'm getting more content, I'm getting more abundant. The best way to do this is to focus more on yourself. What do you want? What do you appreciate? And if you don't know that, practice it. Check out the free poster, for example, on the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life, and you'll see the areas that make the biggest impact on INFJs. Ask yourself those questions, set goals, and move towards them. You don't have to do a lot. I always say we as INFJs, we don't have to do everything. We just have to do the right things. And with small, consistent steps, you'll see how you will build up excitement for your own life and you will want to take action towards that. And then when you want to analyze others' motives because you want to relax for a minute, you know, you go ahead, but you know you're not dependent on that as the thing that's going to move you forward in your life. The third habit INFJs keep to themselves is the fact that we love to minimize our effort. This is not something we overly advertise because it makes us seem lazy. And in our current society, there's so much appreciation for people who work hard. He is the hardest worker I've ever seen. She is the hardest worker in the room. I work more than everybody else. I outwork everybody that I know. Those are the things that are being appreciated. But those are not the things that we're all about. INFJs, in so many ways, are all about the soft life. That doesn't mean that we can't work, and some of us really appreciate the entire grind behind it. But the thing that we INFJs are really good at is the fact that we can minimize our effort in order to get the best result possible. That is a habit, believe it or not, because it's something that we continuously do. The question is, why do we do this? This has everything to do with our fourth function, which is extroverted sensing. This is all about taking action in the real world. And although we appreciate that a lot, it's something that we like, it's something that we respect in others extremely well because they can actually take it off our plate. It's not something that comes easy to us. We're never going to be the people who, you know, are going to turn into an ESTP or an ESFP. We are all about having visions, thinking and planning out how things could turn out, and then taking action to get there. And so this saves us a lot of trouble because there are a lot of people who are just doing and working and taking steps in areas that are not getting them anywhere. We, on the other hand, are very much aware of our limited physical energy. This is one of the five pillars of the INFJ Epic Life and of the bootcamp as well. We as INFJs have a limited amount of physical energy and we need to improve upon that. We need to be as energized as possible in order to take the steps necessary to get us out of our default state. But we only have to do this in the areas that will really make a difference in our life. When it comes to everything else, guess what? We're taking the road of least resistance. And that's what it's all about when it comes to minimizing our effort. We look at a situation and we ask ourselves, how can I get to where I want to go with the least amount of energy possible? And this is a smart observation because we have already learned that we can't just go and do things all the time without thinking about it, because then we're going to be out of energy without having moved in any direction that makes sense to us. So yes, we're really skilled at this. Yes, we love to do this in order to prove to ourselves how far we can take it. How little can we put into a situation and get the best outcome of it? This is what optimizing is all about. So on the one hand, we have to start looking at this from the perspective of this is a good thing. This is not something to be ashamed of. But at the same time, to know that when it comes to making massive moves in our lives, in the areas that are important to us, we have to mobilize ourselves. We can't go out into the world and tackle our entire life from the perspective of how can I spend the least energy possible on this one thing. And the only reason why I'm telling you this is because it doesn't fulfill us. So many of us have tried this. Going down the road of let me see how little energy I can put into my life will get us to a place where we only sit on our couch, we get depressed, we fall into the NITI loop, and it's just not fulfilling. So just keep in mind, being able to minimize our efforts is a great way of tackling probably 90% of the things in our life. And then the 10% that really matter, that will make our life move forward in order to create the INFJ epic life on our terms, those are the things where we have to energize ourselves as much as possible and then take the necessary action in order to make those massive moves. The fourth weird habit of the INFJ is disassociating from reality. So we as INFJs are dreamers, we're visionaries. So we love to sit on the couch and have those ideas about how our life could be, how our life will develop, how we can just detach from what's really going on and create this perfect idea of how life could be. And this is not just about saying, oh, I'm living in this house or I'm in a relationship with that person. It's about the emotions we can create for ourselves. And this is not a given. Most people are not able to do this. We as INFJs, on the other hand, can get into this dreamlike state that creates so many endorphins and other positive emotions for ourselves that, you know, we might not ever want to get out of that. And we've all been there. We've all obsessed over other people or daydreamed about how current situations could develop and everything could be so great. And again, for the longest time, I thought, what's the problem? Like, that's going to make me feel great. So why stop doing this? Why focus on something else? The reason for this is because it never lasts. the more you obsess over something in your mind, the bigger the discrepancy becomes between what you want and what is currently happening in your life. There's just so much discrepancy we can take before it all collapses. And we all have experienced this. This is never leading us to the amazing life we always wanted. The thing that is going to get us to the amazing life we always wanted is to start anchoring ourselves into what is currently going on in our reality and start improving upon that. So being able to dissociate from reality is an amazing skill. It will keep us out of trouble. It will help us to navigate hard situations, because being focused on how great our life could turn out is going to keep us moving forward instead of, you know, looking at a sad current situation. But we always have to keep in mind that in order for us to really move the needle forward, in order to get closer to our vision, and remember, it's always about getting closer to our vision, because our vision will always move ahead with us. So even if you have this daydream of this is how life should be, the moment you start taking action towards that, your image and your vision will turn away as well. So always keep in mind, you're always going to fall short to your vision, but that's not a bad thing. Just take it as your North Star. But in order to get there, we have to compare our life and the steps that we're making to our life yesterday or last week. And not only compare it to our vision and say, oh, I'm never going to reach that, or it's a waste of time, I'm moving too slow, and therefore I'm not taking any steps at all. We've tried that, it doesn't make us fulfilled. But taking actions towards the life that we're imagining will make you feel in control of your happiness. And you'll start feeling like you're living your INFJ epic life starting today. The last weird habit of the INFJ is aesthetic appreciation. So you might say, well, what's weird about that? Isn't that something everybody likes? Or even if people like it, it's definitely not something that is looked at as weird. But what is weird about it is that we're not the typical person who's all about aesthetic appreciation. Most of us are not all about being popular or fitting into some kind of norms. We don't go with the trends. You're not the typical person you might think of when it comes to aesthetic appreciation, because we're not out to impress other people. But that being said, we still love beauty, because beauty is all about symmetry. And we're not talking about people's faces. We're talking about nature. We're talking about art. We're talking about, you know, any kind of design, whatever it may be. It is something that we INFJs appreciate very much. And so it is something that we so like to enjoy. But again, something we like to enjoy from a lounge chair. We look at others. We look at how others are creating their aesthetics. We look and appreciate art and beauty and symmetry outside of us. As we said, nature, architecture, whatever it may be. And although this is something that we shouldn't keep secret, most of us do, because it's not the norm. It's not what people expect. But that's one more reason why we should indulge in it. Stop hiding those aspects of yourself that make you happy, that bring you joy, that, you know, make you love your life, because it's not what people expect or what people find normal. Change the stereotypes. Go out and enjoy your aesthetic appreciation. Give yourself what you need in order to create joy for yourself. And if you want to take it a step further, really start creating that aesthetic for yourself, because so much is hidden within us and we're often not allowing ourselves to bring it out into the world, because then it's being openly judged. Then people are going to see it. Then, you know, we're open to be harmed in some way. It seems so much safer to keep our ideas and our tastes to ourselves, or even if we share it with the outside, we keep our outside small. But let's challenge ourselves to really expand that. Because no matter how people are going to judge you, positively or negatively, through that process, you will learn that in the end, it's all about what you appreciate. And it would be a shame to hold yourself back, because every single time you allow yourself to indulge in the things that create joy for yourself and that are based on what you like and what makes you happy, you will create more and more abundance for yourself. And if you want the support of our amazing INFJ community, then join our INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp round May 4th. Until then, join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize and get notified once we go live. Everything you need to know you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.